We continue Be'ezat Hashem in Masechet Ta'anit. We are on the top of Daf Kaf Aleph, Amud Aleph. This limud should be Le'ilui Nishmat, Shelomo ben Reuven, Shelomo ben Jamila, Baruch ben Shelomo, Shulika bat Chana, Esther bat Ledisya, and Simcha bat Ledisya. And Yisrael Barachel. Being that the Gemara was discussing shaky walls, remember, in the past Amud, we spoke about walls that are shaky and in regards to Mapolet and not to pass by them because it's Sakana and the Tzadikim that were able with their Zichuyot to be saved and so on. So the Gemara gives us basically two more stories here that have to do with a shaky wall, although the story is much bigger than that. But that's the way of the Gemara to segue into a story that teaches us Musar and inspiration in any connection possible. So here we begin. On the top of Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph, Ilfa v'Rabbi Yochanan. Ilfa was the name of a Chacham, and he was the Chavruta of Rabbi Yochanan. They grew up together, and they learned Torah together. And Ilfa v'Rabbi Yochanan havu garsi be'oraita. When they were younger, they studied Torah together. And it came to a point where dechika lehu milta tuva. They were hard-pressed for money, for parnasa. They were only learning. And they came to a point where they didn't have parnasa. And now they were thinking, what should they do? Amri, they said to themselves, Nekum venezil, let's go, let's get up and go. Venebid iska, and we should engage in business. Unkayem benafshin, and we should fulfill regarding ourselves the pasuk that says, Efes ki lo yehye becha evyon. There should be no needy, no poor among you. A person should make sure to it that he's not poor, so he has to go to work. So in other words, these two giants of Torah decided that maybe they should get up and go to work. Azlu, they went, otivu tute gudareiya. It happened that they went and they sat under a shaky wall, a dilapidated wall. Havu kakarchi rifta, and they were sitting and they were eating bread. Atutre malachei asharet, and two ministering angels came. They arrived there. Shamei Rabbi Yochanan de'amar chad lechavre. Rabbi Yochanan heard the conversation that was going on between one angel and the other. Nishde alayu hayguda veniktelinhu. One malach said to the other, let's knock this wall down upon them and kill them. Shemanichim chaye olam haba ve'oskim b'chaye sha'a, because they are planning on abandoning the eternal life of learning Torah to engage in the temporary life of parnasa. So the malachim were not too happy with what they had in mind. Amar le'idach, the other malach said, shavkinhu, let go of them, don't do that. De'ika be'ucha de'kayma le'sha'ata, because one of them is going to have hatzlacha and great achievement in Torah, and therefore it's not his time to leave the world yet, so don't do that. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan shama, Ilfa lo shama. Rabbi Yochanan was the only one who heard this conversation of the Malachim. Ilfa did not hear. And Amar li Rabbi Yochanan le Ilfa, Rabbi Yochanan turned to Ilfa and he said, Shama Amar mi, did you hear anything? Amar li la, he said, no, I didn't hear. Amar, so Rabbi Yochanan said to himself, Mi de shame ana ve Ilfa la shema. From the fact that I heard the conversation of the Malachim and Ilfa did not hear, Shema Amina Ledidi Kaimali Shata. So I could derive from this that the Malachim who said one of them is going to have great achievements in Torah is referring to me, because I heard it and Ilfa did not hear. Amar le Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan turned to Ilfa and he said, Ehedar, I'm going to go back home and to continue learning Torah. Ve'uki benafshai ki lo yechdal evyon mikerev aretz. And I'm going to fulfill with regard to myself the other pasuk, the pasuk that says the opposite, that there will always be poor people in the land. So if I have to be poor in order to learn, that's what I'm going to do. Rabbi Yochanan hadar, Rabbi Yochanan went back to learn Torah. Ilfa lo hadar, Ilfa did not go back. Ad de'ata Ilfa malich Rabbi Yochanan. By the time Ilfa came back from his travels of business, Rabbi Yochanan was already appointed as the Rosh Yeshiva. Malich is like Melech, that's the Rosh Yeshiva, Man Malche Rabbanan. He became already the head of the yeshiva, and of course also his Parnassah situation was improved. Amru lo, so the Chaverim of Rabbi Yochanan, when they saw Ilfa, they told him, I itiv mar vegaris. If you, Rabbeinu, Ilfa, if you would have sat down to learn instead of going off to business, lahave malech mar, we wouldn't have appointed Rabbi Yochanan. You would have been the Rosh Yeshiva. Rashi points out, the Ilfa have a gamir tfe mi Rabbi Yochanan, because Ilfa was actually potentially greater than Rabbi Yochanan. But he left, and Rabbi Yochanan was the one who was appointed Rosh Yeshiva. So what happened? Azal tala nafshe beiskarya desfinta. Ilfa went and he suspended himself from the pole of the ship. The ship has a big pole, and he climbed on top of the pole, and he was hanging from the top of the pole. Well, he was quite a character, Ilfa. Amar, and he proclaimed, I'ika deshaeli bematnita de Rabbi Chia ve Rabbi Oshaya. If anyone will come and ask me about any braita that was recorded by Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Oshaya, as we know, Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Oshaya were the ones who put together all the braitaot. If anyone can come and test me on any one of the braitaot, ve'lapashitna levi matnitin, and I will not bring him a proof from an open mishnah for that braita, nafilna miiskaria desfinta v'tavana, I will fall from this pole of the ship and I will drown. Which means Ilfa wanted to demonstrate that despite the fact that he went off to business, he still has tremendous Torah knowledge and he's a big Talmid Chacham. And so he challenged anyone to come and tell him any braita which he will bring a proof to from a mishnah. Ata hahu sava, so there was an old man that came, tanale, and he stated a braita before Ilfa. He said, it says in the braita, haomer tenu shekel levanai beshabbat. A person who is about to die and he's on his deathbed, and he says in his will, he says, give a shekel to my sons every week. Shabbat here means Shavua. Every week, give a shekel to my children. Vehen re'uyim latet lahem sela. But they are in a situation where, based on what they need a sela for the week, which is double the amount of a shekel. So then what is the halakha? Notnim lahem sela. The bedin make sure to it that they receive a sela, not a shekel. Because we assume that when the dying man said a shekel, what he meant was to give an amount that is in accordance with what they need. He didn't mean to be specific. So if they need a sela, then you give them a sela. Ve'im amar al titnu lahem ela shekel. But if he was very specific, and he said, don't give them anything other than a shekel, enotnim lahem ela shekel, then the bedin only give them a shekel and no more. Continues the braita and says, im amar, if he said, im metu yirshu acherim tachtehem, if my sons die, then others should inherit their chelek, their portion in their stead. If that's what he said, oh, so then, ben she'amar tenu, ben she'amar al titnu, then regardless of whether he said, give a shekel, or if he said, give only a shekel, en notnim lahem el a shekel, then they only receive a shekel per week. Because we see that their father clearly stated that he wants to give his children a specific amount, and that he wants anything that is left to be given over to others. So therefore, in that case, even when he just said tenu, he meant to be specific. So this was the braita that the old man mentioned to Ilfa. So Amar le, so Ilfa immediately said to him, Hamani Rabbi Meir hi. This braita is going according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, de Amar mitzvah lekayem divrei hamet. In the Mishnah, it's found that Rabbi Meir said, it's a mitzvah to fulfill the words of a dying person. So therefore, that's how he explains this entire braita, based on this principle that Rabbi Meir said in the Mishnah, that we always have to, in all cases, we have to try to fulfill the wishes of the one who is dying. And so that was the answer of Ilfa, and that was an example of how he showed how great he was in Torah. However, historically speaking, it is Rabbi Yochanan that went on, and the rest is history. He made the Yerushalmi, and even in the Bavli, there's hardly a page in the Bavli that he's ever not mentioned. And Ilfa, although he was great, and he learned with Rabbi Yochanan, and we have some teachings from him from time to time, but he's not heard of so much in the Shas. And now the Gemara is going to give us another story that also has to do with the shaky wall. The famous story of Nachum Ish Gamzu. Amru alav al Nachum Ish Gamzu, shehayasuma mishte enav. They said upon the great Nachum Ish Gamzu, this was the Rebbe of Rabbi Akiva. Some say he's called Ish Gamzu because he came from a city called Gimzu. And some say because he also would always say Gamzu letova, this too is for the good. So let's see. Amru alav al Nachum Ish Gamzu shehaya suma mishtei enav. He was blind in both eyes. And gidem mishtei yadav. Both of his arms were amputated. Kitea mishtei raglav. And both of his legs were amputated. V'chol gufo male shechin. And all his entire body was covered with boils. V'haya mutal bebayit ra'ua. And he was laying in a dilapidated house, with walls that were shaky, bebayit ra'ua, v'ragle mitato munachim bisfalim shel mayim, and the legs of his bed were placed in buckets of water, kedei shelo ya'alu alav nemalim, so that no ants should climb onto him, because there was no other way of keeping them off of him. Pa'am achat bikshu talmidav lefanot mitato. Now once his students wanted to remove his bed from the house because the house was dilapidated. It was already a state of sakana. So they wanted first to remove him on his bed, to remove it from the house. And then afterwards they'll remove all the vessels, all the property from the house. Amar lahem, he told them, Banai, my children, panu et hakelim, first remove the vessels, v'achakach panu et mitati, and then remove my bed. Shemuftach lachem, because I can assure you, shekol zman shani babayit, as long as I am still in the house, en abayit nofel, the house is not going to fall. Pinu et hakelim, so that's what they did. They removed all the vessels, v'achakach pinu et mitato, and only then did they remove his bed with him on it, v'nafal habayit, and immediately the house collapsed. Amru lo talmidav, so his talmidim said to him, Rabbi, our great Rav, v'chi me'achar she'tzadik gamur ata, since you are clearly such a holy and righteous person, lama alta lechakach? Why is it that you have such suffering that fell upon you, that you are in such a state? Amar lahem, he told them, banai, my children, ani garamti le'atzmi, I am the one who brought it upon myself. She'pa'am achat hayiti mehalech baderech le'vet chami. Once upon a time, I was traveling along the road to go to my father-in-law's house. V'haya imi masoi shelosha chamorim. I had with me a load on three donkeys. Echad shel ma'achal, one donkey was loaded with all kinds of food. Ve'echad shel mishte, one with all kinds of drink. Ve'echad shel minei megadim, and one was loaded with all kinds of delicious foods, delicacies. Ba'ani echad ve'amad li baderech, and a poor person came and he stood before me on the road. Ve'amar li Rabbi parneseni, and he said to me, Rabbi, please, can you give me parnasa? Amarti lo, I told him, hamten ad she'efrok min ha'chamor. I said to him, wait, please, a few minutes until I unload the donkey, and then I'll find something to give you to eat. Lo hispakti lifrok min ha'chamor ad she'yatzta nishmato. I didn't manage to unload the donkey before he died, which means I wasn't quick enough. He was right there, and he died. Halachti v'nafalti al panav. I went and I fell upon his face. Ve'amarti, and I said, Enai shelo chasu al enecha yisomu. May the eyes that didn't have compassion on your eyes be blinded. Yadai shelo chasu al yadecha yitgademu. The hands that did not have compassion upon your hands be amputated. Raglai shelo chasu al raglecha yitkateu. My legs that were not quick enough, they didn't have compassion on your legs, should be amputated. Ve'lo nitkarera dati ad she'amarti, and I did not calm down until I said, Kol gufi yehem male shechin, may my entire body be filled with boils. Amru lo, so the Talmidim told him, Oy lanu she'reinucha bekach, woe to us that we see you in such a state. Amar lahem, he told them, Oy li im lo re'ituni bekach, woe is to me if you had not seen me in this state, because these yisurim are good for me. They are kaparat avonot. They are atoning for my sins. Oy li im lo re'itinu bekach, oy vavoy if you would not see me that way. And now the Gemara says, Ve'amai karu le Nachum ish gamzu. Why was he called Nachum ish gamzu? So the Gemara says, Dechol milta dehava salkale amar gamzu le tova, because he had a way of living. Anything, any matter that happened to him, he would always say, this too is for the good. And the Gemara tells us a story. Zimna chada, one time, ba'u lishadorei Yisrael doron lebei kesar. The Jewish people wanted to send a gift to the house of the Roman emperor. Amru man yezil. So they said, who should go and present this gift to the emperor? Yezil Nachum ish gamzu dimlumad benisimhu. Let Nachum ish gamzu go, because he is accustomed to miracles, and therefore he will be secure, and he will know what to do, and he will be protected. Shadru bide mela tzifta davanim tovot umargaliot. They sent with him a chest full of jewels and pearls. Azal bat behahu dira. So he went and he spent the night in a certain inn. Belelia, during the night, kamu hanach dayorae. Some people who were in that same inn, they woke up in the middle of the night. Veshaklinu lesifte, they took his chest, and they took all the jewels and pearls out of the chest, umelunhu afra, and they filled it with dirt, with earth. In the parentheses it adds, lemachar ki chazanu, when Nachum ish gamzu woke up in the morning and he saw the situation, what's in his chest, amar gamzu letova, he said, this too is for the good. Kimetahatam. So when he arrived at the emperor's palace, he went on, he traveled to the emperor with that chest. When he got there, Sharinu lesifte, they opened up his chest. Chazanhu demalu afra, they saw that the chest is filled with earth. What is this? This is what you want to give the king? Be'amalka lemiktelinhu lekulhu. The king wanted to put to death all the Jews because of this chutzpah. Amar kamechaychu bi Yehuda'e, he said, the Jews are laughing at me, they're making a joke out of me. Amar Nachum ish gamzu said, gamzo letova, this too is for the good. Can you imagine? Ata Eliyahu idmele kechad minayu. Eliyahu Anavi came and he appeared before the emperor as kechad minayu, as one of his officials. Amarle, so Eliyahu speaks up and he says to the emperor, Dilma ha'afra me'afra de Avraham avuhonhu. Maybe this earth is special earth. Maybe it's from the earth of their father Avraham. Dechi havashade afra. This is the type of earth. And when he would throw it, havu saife, it turned into swords. Gile havu gire. And when Avraham threw straw, they turned into arrows. Dichtiv, as it says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, yiten ke'afar charbo. Hashem made his afar into a cheriv, into swords. Kekash nidaf kashto. And his straw, his stubble, he made it into a keshet, into a bow, an arrow. So that's what Eliyahu HaNavi said in the nick of time to the Roman emperor. Now when the emperor heard this, he said, you know what? Let's test it. It'll come in handy. Hav yachada medinta delo matzu lemichbesha. There was one country that the Romans were unable to conquer up until that time. So they took some of this earth, they tested it out in their battle by throwing it at their enemies, and they conquered that country. When the emperor saw that this earth that he brought was indeed miraculous, so he gave an order to fill, to go into his treasury and to fill Nachum Ishgamzu's chest with jewels and pearls. Vishadruhu bi kararaba, and they sent him off with great kavod, with great honor. Ki atu bitu behahu diura. When Nachum Ishgamzu went back, he came and he spent the night at the same inn. So those people in the inn who thought that they put Nachum Ishgamzu in a precarious situation, Amru le ma aitit behadach de avdilach yekara kulehai. Oh, what did you bring with you to the emperor that he gave you such great honor? Amar lehu, he told them, my de shakli mehacham tilehatam. What I took from here, I brought there. So you know what these fools did? They thought, wow, our earth that we took and we filled up his chest was so powerful. Look what it did. So you know what? Satru ledirayhu. They tore down their inn. Ve'amtinu leveimalka. And they brought all the soil to the emperor. They wanted to get rich and honored as well. Amrule. When they came there, they told the emperor, you should know, Hai Afra de Aiti Hacha, that earth that came here, that was magical, that was miraculous, Mididanhu, it's from ours. So, we are presenting to your honor, to your majesty, we are presenting this Afar. But Kuha Velo Ashkechua, they tested that Afar, and they found it to be zero, nothing. Vikatlinu Nehanach Dayurae. And immediately, those people of the inn, the residents of that inn, were killed by the order of the emperor. So that's one of the stories that we have in the Gemara about the great Nachum Ishgamzu, Zechuto Tagen Alein. We continue now in the Mishnah. Ezohi Dever, Ir Amotziah Chamesh Me'ot Ragli. Remember, the Mishnah said, what is considered a Dever, a plague of death in the city or in the country. So Ira Motziah 500 Ragli, the Mishnah said that if the population of the city is 500 people and three people die and they're removed from that city on 3 days one after another, so then that is considered officially a beginning of Makat Dever. So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, we learn a Braita. Ir ha-motziyah 500 ve-elef ragli, kegon kfar ako. Let's say you have a city that has a population of 1,500, which is 3 times 500 mentioned in the Mishnah. Kegon kfar ako, like the village of Ako. ויצאו המנה 9 מתים בשלושה ימים זה אחר זה, and 9 dead people came out from that city in 3 days, in consecutive 3 days, which means 3 dead people per day. הרי זה דבר. Then it's considered דבר, because if 3 to 500, so 9 to 1500. ביום אחד או בארבע ימים. So that first part of the Braita is not the Chidush, that's Pashut. But here comes the Chidush. ביום אחד או בארבעה ימים, if all 9 died on the same day, on one day, or let's say they were spread out בארבעה ימים, in 4 days, then אין זה דבר. Then it's not a דבר, it's not a plague of דבר, because we consider it to be something that is באקראי, that is like a fluke that happened, and it's not going to continue to happen necessarily. And therefore there's no chiyuv of התראה. ועיר המוציאה 500 רגלי, and similarly, a city that has a population of 500, כגון כפר עמיקו, like the city of עמיקו, ויצאו המנה שלושה מתים בשלושה ימים זה אחר זה, and like the Mishnah said, 3 dead bodies came out in 3 consecutive days, one after another, הרי זה דבר, that is considered דבר. ביום אחד או בארבעה ימים, however, if they all died in one day, or they all died spread out in 4 days, then en ze dever, that's not considered dever. As you can see, Rashi on top, de'akrai be'almahu. It's only a one-time happening. So the Gemara now discusses this chidush that we just heard from the Braita, that it depends on, it has to be in a way of 3 consecutive days, spread out in 3 days. But if it all happens in one day, so then it's not makat dever. So the Gemara tells us a case, drokeret, that's a name of a city in the time of the Amoraim. Ir hamotzi'a 500 ragli havai. It was a city with a population of 500. Ve'yatzu mimena shelosha metim beyom echad. And 3 people died from that city in one day, all in one day. Gazar Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda ta'anita. Now, Rav Nachman, the son of Rav Chisda, decreed a ta'anit. He considered it devil. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, a different Rav Nachman, wanted to explain the opinion of Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda that seems to be different than what we just learned in the Braita. He said, Keman ke Rabbi Meir. I see you're going like Rabbi Meir. You're going like the opinion of Rabbi Meir. That's why you declare the fast. What's the opinion of Rabbi Meir? The Amar, Rabbi Meir says, Richek negichotav chayav. Kirev negichotav, lo kol sheken. Take a look quickly in Rashi. Rashi, richek negichotav. Rashi says, Beshor mu'ad ka'e. This is talking about a shor mu'ad. How does a shor, an ox, receive the status of a goring ox that is mu'ad, that is liable to pay full damages? As we know, there's what's called shor mu'ad and shor tam. Shor tam is an ox that gored maybe once or twice, but not 3 times. So therefore, it's not prone to goring. So when it does cause damage, the halakha is you pay half of the damage. But shor mu'ad means the owner should have already known this is a dangerous shor, and you have to watch over it, and you have to guard it. Therefore, if something does happen with this shor, if he's mazik, you have to pay nezek shalem, the full damages. So now, if you look, continue in Rashi, be'bava kama be'perek ketzad haregel, in the second perek of Bava Kama, it states, in ketzad haregel mu'edet, ezehu tam ve'ezehu mu'ad. What's considered tam, what's considered mu'ad? Kol she'eidu bo gimel yamin divrei Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's the one that was warned 3 times, in 3 days, one day after another. Each day, they warned. He was mazik one day, they warned him, guard him. It was mazik the second day, they warned him. Mazik the third day, they warned him. Now he becomes shor mu'ad. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Kol she'idu bo gimel pa'amim biyom echad. Rabbi Meir says, even if it happened 3 times in one day, that's already making him into a shor mu'ad. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, he holds what he holds because he learns it from a pasuk where it says mitemol shilshom, which means it goes according to the 3 days. And Rabbi Meir holds, no, there's a kal vachomer. if you tell me that even if his nezakim, his damages, were spread out in three separate days, he becomes a shomuad. Surely, if he was nogeach, if he gored three times in one day, he surely becomes a shomuad. So therefore, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was telling Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda your opinion of saying that if they all died in one day, you already were gozer ta'anit zibur, you're going according to the shita of Rabbi Meir. Okay, that's the end of that discussion. And now the Gemara tells us a few discussions in Torah that went on between Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. And the Gemara tells us that Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda was very impressed with this chidush that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak told him. So he told him, Amar le Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda le Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak leku mar le telegaban legaban. Why don't you, Rabbeinu, you should arise and come to live with us and be in our community, and you'll be the head of our community. So that's what Rav Nachman, the son of Rav Chisda, told Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Amar le, he told him, Tanina, we already learned in a braita, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Lo mekomo shel adam mechabedo, ela adam mechabed et mekomo. It's not the place of a person that honors him. It's the person who honors the place. In other words, to say, it doesn't matter where I am, I have to work on myself to make myself grow and to bring kavod to the place. If I go to your place, not necessarily will that bring any kavod to me. And so that's, it does, it, in other words, he said, it doesn't matter where I am. It was a lashon of anava. And Sheken Matzinu Behar Sinai, because where do we get this from, Rabbi Yossi says, this concept? We find by Har Sinai, Shekol Zman Shehashchina Shreuya Alav, as long as the Shekhinah was there. Amrat Torah, the Torah says, Gamatzon Ve'abakar Al Yiru El Mul Ahar Ahu, that the cattle and the sheep should not graze by the mountain of Sinai, because the Shekhinah was there before the giving of the Torah. Nistalka Shekhinah Mimenu, but once the Torah was given and the Shekhinah left that mountain, Amrat Torah, what did the Torah say? Bimshoch HaYovel Hem Hayalu Bahar. Once the signal is given by the blowing of the shofar, they are allowed to climb up the mountain. So we see from here that the kiddushah of the place is not inherent. It's not inherent to the place. It is only due to the Shekhinah that was there, or to the great person that is there. V'chen matzinu be'ohel moed shebamidbar. We find the same thing regarding the ohel moed in the midbar. Shekol zman shehu natui, as long as the ohel moed was standing, amrat Torah vishalechu min ha'machane kol tzarua. The Torah says that you have to send out from the machane shekhinah, from the place of the ohel moed, anyone who's tameh with tzarat. Hu glelu ha'parochot, once the curtains were rolled up, meaning the ohel moed was prepared to travel, hutru zavim umtzoraim likanes lesham. The Zavim and the Mitzoraim, these type of Temeim, were permitted to enter that place that beforehand the Oel Moed was standing. So we see that the place itself doesn't have intrinsic Kedusha. Rather, it was only Kadosh because of the Shekhinah that was there. So the same thing Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was saying, that there's no reason for him to move places in order to get honor. It all depends on him. Amar le, so Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda said to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, I hachi, if so, nekum ana legabe mar. So then I should get up and I should come to your city to learn Torah from you. Amar le, he told him, mutav yavo mane ben peras etzel mane ben mane. It's more befitting, it's more appropriate that a mane ben peras, that the $100 bill, the son of a $50 bill, should come to the $100 bill, the son of a $100 bill. Ve'al yavo mane ben mane etzel mane ben piras. But the $100 bill, the son of a $100 bill, should not come to the $100 bill, the son of a half. So therefore, what he was saying to him, although Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was a great Talmid Chacham, but his father was not an Amora, whereas Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda, his father was the Rav Chisda. He was Amora, the son of Amora. And therefore, he was telling him, it's not appropriate for you to come to my city. I should really come to you. Now, the Gemara relates to us a story in connection to Dever, plagues. Besura, the city of Sura in Bavel, was the city where Rav, the great Amora Rav, was the Rosh Yeshiva. Besura havod devarta. In Sura there was dever. From time to time there was makat dever. Pestilence. Beshivevute derav lo havod devarta. However, in the neighborhood, specifically the neighborhood of Rav, the dever did not reach. There was no dever. So although in the entire city of Sura there was, but in Rav's particular neighborhood, there was no dever. Savur mina, so the people therefore thought, Mishum zechute de Rav, de nafish. This was because of Rav's great zechut. He has many, many zechuyot. Itchaze lehu bechelma, the Gemara says, interesting, it was revealed to the people in their dream, Rav de nafisha zechute tuva ha milta zutra lele Rav. They told him from Shamayim, Rav's zechuyot are so great, this matter of protection from Devil, that's small to use up his zechut. It had nothing to do with the zechut of Rav. His zechuyot are much greater than just to be protected from Devil. So why were they protected? Ela mishuma hu gavra dimshayel mara vezavila likvura. Rather, the zechut was because in that neighborhood there was a certain man who would do chesed, and specifically he would lend out his shovel and his hoe for kvura, so that people can prepare sites for a burial. And this chesed that he did, chesed shel emet, was what protected the neighborhood from devil. Amazing. The Gemara gives us a similar story. Bidrokeret havat lekata. In the city of Drokeret, which we mentioned before, on top of the Amud, havat lekata, there was a fire in the city. Ubeshivuvute de Rav Huna lahavat dlekta. But in the neighborhood of Rav Huna, there was no fire. So the whole city, there was fire rampant and raging, but not in the neighborhood of Rav Huna. So once again, savur mina, the people thought from this, bizchuta de Rav Huna denafish. It's because of the zechut of Rav Huna that was many. He had many zechuyot. Therefore, his neighborhood was protected. Itchazi lehu bechelma. The people of that city saw in their dream, hai zutra lele Rav Huna. This is very small for Rav Huna to be protected from fire. No, it's not because of him. Ela mishumahi iteta, it was bizchut, that particular woman who lived in that neighborhood, demechamima tanura, she would heat up her oven, umeshaila leshivuvuta, and she would lend it to all her neighbors. She would allow everyone to come and use her oven. It was bizchut that chesed that they were saved in that neighborhood from the dlekata, from the fire. The Gemara tells us a case, amru lele Rav Yehuda ato kamtze. They came to Rav Yehuda and they said to him, Rabbeinu, locust has come to our city. Gazar ta'anita. So he was gozer ta'anit. Amru le laka mafsedan. So they said to him, the locusts are not destroying anything. They're just eating a little bit. Amar lehu zavda aitu ba'atayhu. Sarcastically, he told them, did these locusts bring with them food from their homes? That you're not worried? Of course they're going to, yeah, now they're eating a little, but they're going to continue little by little and damage all the crops and eat everything soon. Did they bring anything from their home that they're going to be satisfied? So immediately he was gozer ta'anit. Another case, amru le Rav Yehuda ika motana bechazire. They told Rav Yehuda, there is a plague of dever, of death, by the pigs. Gazar ta'anita. So he was gozer, he decreed a fast. Neima kasavar Rav Yehuda, maybe we could say that Rav Yehuda holds, makam meshulachat mimin echad, meshulachat mikol haminim. that if a plague is affecting one species, one kind, so it's going to continue and affect all the species. And that's why he made a fast. Sigma says, no, la. Shane chazire de damyan me'ayhu libne en inshi. Chazirim, the pigs, they're different because their me'ayim, their intestines, are similar to those of humans. And therefore, it could very well be that the disease that is causing the pigs to die can spread to humans. And so that was the great foresight that Rav Yehuda immediately saw, and that's why he decreed a ta'anit. Another case, Amrule Shmuel, Ikamotana Bechozae. People came and reported to Shmuel, there is dever, there is death, pestilence, in the city of Bechozae. And that was quite distant from Bavel. Gazar ta'anita, immediately he decreed a ta'anit. Amrile vehamerachag, they told him, but it's far away from here. Amar leka ma'abara hacha de pasikle, there is no crossing that will stop it from coming here. Is there anything that will cause a hefsek? It's going to spread, and therefore we have to pray to Hashem immediately. Amru le Rav Nachman, a different case. They came to Rav Nachman, they told him, Ika mutana be'arad Yisrael. There is dever in Eretz Yisrael. Gazar ta'anita. Even though they were in Bavel, it was gozer ta'anit. Amar, he explained, Im gevira loka shivcha lo kol sheken. If the main lady of the house is being punished, is being afflicted, so how much more so the maid servant? So the lady of the house is Eretz Yisrael. Bavel is like a maid servant compared to Eretz Yisrael in Chashivut. So if Eretz Yisrael is being punished, then we have to worry for ourselves also, and that's why it was gozer ta'anit. So the Gemara asks on this, Tama digvira veshivcha. It sounds from the reasoning of Rav Nachman that only because one place is compared to a gevira, to a lady, main lady of the house, and the other place is shivcha. Ha shivcha veshivcha lo. But let's say we're talking about two different places, and both of them are in Bavel, right? Begeder shivcha. So if in a different place in Bavel there is dever, you don't have to worry if you are far away in the other place, right? But we saw before that that's not the case. Veha amrule le Shmuel. We saw before the case when they came to Shmuel and they told him, Ika mutana bechozai gazal ta'anita. That there is death in Bechozai, which was far away from their city, he was still gozer ta'anit. And that's a case of shivcha veshivcha. Someone says, no, shani hatam over there is different. Kevan de'ika shayarata de'lavui ve'atya behade. Since there are, over there it's different, from the city of Bechozai, there were caravans that regularly traveled from Bechozai to Nehar De'a, to the city of Shmuel, and therefore the Dever can also join and travel with them on the caravans and come to the city of Nehar De'a. And that's why Shmuel was Gozer, a Ta'anit. Now the Gemara is going to go into a series of stories in connection to what we were talking about before that deals with the Zchuyot of regular, ordinary people that can be so great and protecting an entire neighborhood. So over here, the Gemara is going to relate the following. Abba Omana. Abba Omana was a tzaddik of a Jew, but he wasn't an Amora, he was a doctor. Omana, he was a bloodletter. The way of doctors in those times were they always let out blood. Anyone who needed bloodletting would come to him. So this was Abba Omana. And we're going to hear about him. Abba Umana, hava atele shelama mimtivta dirkia kol yoma. Guess what? This Abba Umana, he would receive greetings, a shalom alechem, from mitivta dirkia, from the yeshiva in Shamaim, every day. Every day he would hear from mitivta dirkia, shalom alechem, he would be greeted from Hashem. Ule abaye kol ma'ale yoma de shabeta. Now, abaye, Only every Erev Shabbat he would hear a Shalom Alechem from Shamayim. LeRava kol ma'ale yom ha'de kippure. And Rava only once a year. In Erev Yom Kippur, he would get that Shalom Alechem from Metivta Derikia. Now, both of those are not bad. You know, once a year or definitely every Erev Shabbat, that's a tremendous thing. But compared to Abba Umana, who received a Shalom Alechem every day, that's amazing. So the Gemara says, "Hava kachalsha da'ate de Abaye mishum de Abba umana." Abaye was distressed. He felt bad. He was upset because of Abba umana. He didn't understand, why is it that he gets more kavod in Shamayim than me? Am I doing something wrong? Amrule. So now, you know what people said to him? Lo matzit leme bad keovade. You're not able to do what he does. And that's why you don't have the same zechut. That's what they told Abaye. You hear that? Okay, so now we're curious to know, what was it that Abba Umana did? So what were these righteous deeds that Abba Umana did? The Gemara tells us, when he would do his thing, when he would perform the bloodletting, he would bring in men separately from women. For tzniut, he would have like a mechitza. Ve'itle levusha de'itbe karna. Now, he had a special garment that had a karna. Karna is the tube with which he would let out the blood. De'havat bezia kichusilta. And this beged, this garment, had a slit. It was cut in that place where the karna was put. So he had a special garment in which he had the tube placed in to that slit, to that hole that was in the garment. And that was specially for when women would come to him to do bloodletting. Ki havat atiale iteta, when a woman would come to him, hava malbeshla, he would let her wear that garment, ki hechi delani stakelba, so that he will not see her exposed at all. Ve'itle duchta detznia, and also another thing, he had a hidden place where he worked. Deshade bepshite deshakil, where people would place their coins to pay him for his fee. So, de'itle shadebe. Why did he put this box where people would pay the fee? He put it in a hidden place. Why did he do that? Someone who had the money would put the money there. De'letle, the one who didn't have the money, la michsif, would not be embarrassed. Nobody saw if he paid or if he didn't pay. Abba Umana himself didn't see if he paid or didn't pay. If you have, you'll put in the box. I don't have to see who pays and who doesn't pay. And furthermore, ki hava itreme letzurva mirabanan, when a Talmid Chacham would come before him for bloodletting, agra minela shakil, he would not take any payment from him. Ubatar deka'e, and after the Talmid Chacham would get up, Yahiv le pshite, Abba Umana would give him money. Ve'amar le, and he would tell him, Zil avri nafshach, go and use this money to buy yourself some food to heal yourself, because it's important to eat food on the day when you let out blood. Unbelievable. So these were the ma'asim tovim of Abba Umana, with which he had such a tremendous zechut to hear a shalom aleichem from Hashem every day. Yom achad shadar Abaye zugad rabanan lemivdeke. One day Abaye sent a pair of chachamim to investigate, to check out the tzidkut of Abba Umana and to learn from it. Otvinhu. So when they came to Abba Umana, he sat them down. Ve'ochlinhu, he gave them to eat. Ve'ashkinhu, he gave them something to drink. Umachlehu bistarki belelia. And at night, he even spread out mattresses for them to sleep on. Letzafra karchinhu veshaklinhu. In the morning, those chachamim that slept on those mats, they rolled up those mats veshaklinu, and they took them. Vekamu unefaku lehu leshuka, and they went out to the market with these mats. Veashkechinhu. When Abba Umana found them, when he met with them, Amrule, so they told him, Leshaime mar hechishavu. Can you please give us the value of these? Can you appraise for us? Can you evaluate for us? How much do you think these mats, these rugs, cost? How much are they worth? Amarlehu hachi vahachi. And he gave them the exact amount. They were trying to test him to see if he would, if he would be choshed, Rashi says, if he would be choshed them as gazlanim, suspecting them, or let's say he would cheat them in the amount that he would evaluate. Amrule, so they told him, v'dilma shavu tve, maybe it's worth more. Amar lehu, he told them, behachi shakli lehu, that's the cost with which I bought them. Amrule didachnihu, v'shaklinu minach. Yes, they told him, we admit, we took them from you, they belong to you. Amrule, so they continued asking him questions to find out the explanation of his actions. Amrule, b'matuta minach, b'may chashatinan. Please tell us, what did you suspect us of? You knew that we took your mats, and yet you didn't say anything. Amar lehu, he told them, Amina, I said to myself, Pidyon shvuyim ikla lehu lerabbanan. It could be that they were on these rabbanan, you, the Talmidei Chachamim, you were on your way to do Pidyon shvuyim, to redeem people who are prisoners. V'ichsifu lememarli, and you were embarrassed to tell me or to ask me for money. So instead, you took these rugs. Amrule, so they told him, Rabbeinu, hashtanish kelin huma, please take them back. Please, we want to return them to you. Amar lehu, he told them, no, you don't have to return. Me'ahu shata, already from that moment, when I saw that they were missing, and I judged in my mind that they were probably taken for pidyon shvuim, me'ahu shata, asachtinu mida'atai litzdaka. I already put them out of my mind, and I had in mind that it should be for tzedaka. So as far as I'm concerned, they were for that purpose, and I cannot take them back. So that's the story about Abba Omana, and how Abaye was seeking to be inspired from his ma'asim. Tremendous, tremendous story. Maybe we'll do one more line here, because it's still connected to the story we just saw. On the other hand, Rava was distressed due to the fact that his friend Abaye received shalom from Shamaim every Erev Shabbat, and he received only on Erev Kippur. What is that? How could that be? Amrule, so they told him, Mistayich deka magnit akule karcha. You should be content, you should be satisfied that because of your zechut, you protect the entire city. And so that's already big zechut, like Hashem told, like Moshe Rabbeinu told Bnei Korach, Rav lachem, right? Or Hashem told Moshe, Rav lach, you already have a big zechut. So you should be happy with that, focus on the good that you do have. Okay, Rabotai, we'll continue Bezat Hashem tomorrow. Shabbat shalom umvorach to everyone, Rosh Chodesh tov umvorach, and Chanukah sameach.